I am pleased to be joined on the air with Mr. Ron Dillery. And Mr. Dillery, thanks for checking in with us with Lincoln County Search and Rescue.
Oh, it's good to be on, and it's a pleasure.
Well, Ron, let's talk a little bit about this raffle coming up that the Lincoln County Search and Rescue is doing. A chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to the Kentucky Derby, which is pretty that's a pretty amazing prize, and then so people have a chance to enter into that. But the reasons why are even bigger, because you guys face a big challenge as members of the search and rescue. What would some of the funds and monies be used for as part of this raffle?
I mean, the biggest thing is equipment, and you know, our truck, we have an aging fleet, and we're so diverse when it comes to searches in all four seasons. It takes time and the right equipment to get up there and look for somebody.
You know, you bring up a great point. We live in an area in western Wyoming. There's obviously a lot of geographical obstacles. You got mountains, you got trees, you got water, you got rapidly shifting conditions. Talk about what that takes in terms of the equipment and what that can mean for somebody who is out there and needing help.
I mean, you just look at the weather we have like right now. I mean, we're early spring and everything, which almost feels like summer, and it's kind of scary in the aspect. But in the flip side of all of it, you know, it can snow the very next day, or even in that day that you're going to look for somebody. So your conditions around you change drastically. And that's where we have snowcats, snowmobiles, side-by-sides. We have a bunch of different equipment to try to adapt to this kind of situations to save somebody's life.
And it's not just the equipment that at the time, it's the training and the time that you guys spend as part of the search and rescue and emergency responders to be ready for that type of thing, because, hey, you don't want that to be the first time you've ever done something like that, right? Talk to us a bit about some of the training that you guys undergo and some of the ongoing things that you learn how to do and keep your skills up.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point. I mean, never know. It's not the days where we just go and look for somebody. You know, there's a lot of calls where we'll go up and we might be looking for somebody, but it turns into they got into a side-by-side accident, or, you know, they fell down a mountainside there, where it quickly changes from trying to locate somebody and find someone to like saving their life and being trained in the medical aspect of it. And like I said, and two things that work together, finding them too, with training with GPSs and coordinating that and maps. I mean, it's just a bunch of different things that we have to be well versed in.
So again, speaking with Ron Dillery with Lincoln County Search and Rescue, and Ron, this raffle with the Kentucky Derby, obviously a really cool prize, but this would help outfit two fully equipped trucks that would help out search and rescue in western Wyoming. What's on a typical truck that maybe people who aren't involved with that may not understand is involved with getting in a rig that's ready to go when you need to go?
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, the trucks that we're talking about, they're surely going to aid in pulling different types of equipment up into the country. Like I said, like snowcats, they're very unique machines that we have to load on trailers and get up there. Snowmobiles, side by side. So we have different combination of trailers too. But the truck itself, we have to tool it up with tools to not only keep us safe and that nature, but like chains and just tools in general and medical supplies to make sure that we're ready for all types of conditions.
Well, this again, we're speaking with Ron Dillery with Lincoln County Search and Rescue, and they are raising funds to help outfit two fully equipped trucks for the search and rescue in western Wyoming, and doing that with the help of a raffle, which is sends the winner and one guest to the Kentucky Derby, all expenses paid. It's 4 days, 3 nights. There's food. There's a hat design, which, I mean, I guess if you're going to go to the Kentucky Derby, you got to have a hat. There's obviously the race itself. There's a reception. There's the There's the trip itself, things like that. Go to fishingdogfoundation.org for more details. And you can also find a QR code and details under the events tab at SVINews.com. Again, Ron Dillery with Lincoln County Search and Rescue. Ron, talk about the people that you are out and about with as members of the search and rescue. What keeps you guys and gals going to go out and try and help people on a regular basis like this?
I mean, honestly, we're just everyday people that have, you know, jobs just like anybody else. But what we really build a strong foundation. It's almost like having a second family with this type of deal. You really get to know each other, and, you know, your life is also in the hands of the other life that you're looking for somebody with. So there's a big bond that is involved. There's generations. Like, I'm a second generation in search and rescue myself. My dad's still in the unit, which is really unique for me that I'm able to do these things with my dad. So it's just a big bond that we create. And I think that makes us way more passionate when we go look for searches, because we want to bring those people home to their families, because we have families of our own.
Well, Ron, we certainly appreciate your time, and we encourage people to go and sign up for this raffle, the Kentucky Derby giveaway raffle. $20 per entry. You can enter multiple times if you would like, and this helps outfit two fully equipped trucks for search and rescue in Western Wyoming. Ron, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention today?
I would just say, like, for anybody that is listening, get involved in your volunteer groups, just like this one. It's all volunteer. We give up our time to come save your families. And anybody that wants to join these groups and help make a difference, I would strongly encourage to join your local search and rescue groups, EMS groups, fire departments. We need them.
Well said, Ron Dillery, Lincoln County Search and Rescue. Ron, thank you so much for your time today. Good luck out there, and hopefully we can get a bunch of tickets sold for you.